Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, it's Metal Shop here, recording from home, and actually I'm on Skype with a guy named Anton Garasev. He's a guitarist from a band we've played for many years now called Catalepsy. They have a new record that's coming out, and it's coming out July 31st on Unique Leader, Terra Mortis Est. Got a promo link to it. It's brutal as always. And dude, I'm talking to him from Moscow, Russia right now on Skype. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine, man. We are sick and tired of quarantine in Russia, although same as everywhere, I guess. Yeah. Trying to get back to normal life gradually from June.
Yeah, what?
Well, we're here.
What time is it right now where I'm speaking with you? It's 11 a.m. for me. What time is it for you?
It's, I guess, for you, it's 9 p.m. So it's 21 hours in Russia.
Yeah. So how's, so quarantine, you guys are still stay at home order right now. Is that right? Or are places starting to open up? What's the status of things over in Moscow right now?
Places are starting to open up gradually from 1st of June. Well, from yesterday.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is for us too. Yeah.
Yesterday.
What do you have, like a profession, a day job, or are you a full-time musician?
We all got in Catalepsy. We all got full-time jobs. So we're not a full-time band. We everyone of us has got his own job. We got families, and music is our hobby.
So if you don't mind me asking, what do you do to earn some money in Moscow? What is your career or your job?
Yeah, sure. I'm selling medical equipment for the hospitals. So how is it called? I'm med prep.
So during this time, have you been out of work or have you been still working?
Well, the incomes have fallen down, but we, in our company, we all are trying to do something from home.
Good, yeah.
Well, we're still working at our old job, but we are waiting the possibility to be back in the field.
Okay. Well, how are you keeping sane and busy during this crazy time? Aside from working from home a little bit, how are you personally staying sane and not going crazy?
staying locked up with my family.
Nice. Okay.
For 2 months. Well, it turned out not to be so hard. Pretty much time for like webinars, internet trainings, education to learn something that has always been left behind.
Yeah.
Play guitar.
Good.
Maybe to rehearse some songs at home. Well, I hope this time was not spent useless.
That's a good point, man. I feel like that's a good way to do it is learn some things, and you have a family. So what's the family been like? Have you had to play teacher? Have you had to be the teacher for your children?
They all had an online education too. So all schools in Russia have become online schools.
Oh, that's great.
At the moment. Yeah. Well, no one was ready for it, but they all had to.
Yeah. Okay.
Do something.
They kind of just they became an overnight online school, right? Just had to figure it out as they go.
Yeah. Yeah, all schools have become online schools. All schools.
So
weird times.
What do your kids think of you, of Dad and his brutal death metal band?
Well, for them, it's fun.
Yeah, that's
my
awesome.
Dad is. I guess they can tell something to their friends about their dad that he is a metal musician. He's perhaps famous somewhere among some people.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Well, from their point of view, it's cool.
Not your average dad, right?
Yeah, perhaps. But this is the only dad they had.
Exactly. So they're like, it's normal to us.
Yeah. Why your dad isn't a death metal musician?
Right? That's what dads do. So let's talk a little bit about the record, man. The album is called Terra Mortis Est, out July 31st on Unique Leader. Obviously, we can't spoil too much. We can't play any of the songs here. But what can you tell us about the album?
Well, as it is always been said when the band is promoting its album, it's the best album we have ever recorded.
Yeah.
Never before, and so on. But, well, we all love this album.
Yeah.
It hasn't aroused... it wasn't made easy. It wasn't made, I don't know, at a glance. Well, sorry for my phraseology, but
no problem.
Perhaps you're getting the idea of what I'm trying to say. But the result, I think, would be very surprising and exciting, because the album is very diverse, and we were trying to make it as brutal as possible. We're trying to make a very angry and raw sound, but at the same time we were trying to make the quality of the record as high as possible for us and for our studio. I think it's something like that.
Great, man. And
we love this album. It should be very nice. You'll like it.
Well, it's what's it like releasing an album during this time, man? Gearing up to release an album like kind of in the middle of a pandemic. What that's got to be a unique feeling.
Yeah, that's been rather stupid, perhaps. But we've managed to record this album right before the quarantine. The album has been recorded in January and February, so it was almost ready before. And the rest was the sound guy work. He was working in March, I think.
Yeah.
So the album was finally ready at the end of March.
Okay.
So I guess we spent time very nicely. And perhaps as people are sitting home now, all people do something online. And as for me, for example, I listen much more music now than usually, and I buy recordings online, and I subscribe to different online services to listen music. Yeah. So I guess it's a good time for producing something online, but Yes, it's not good for those who love to keep their CD in their hands or vinyl in their hands.
Yeah.
As I know, our physical CD will be released later, mm-hmm. not immediately with the online version. So for those people who love collecting things, these are the sad times. But for those people who love online music, these are the good times.
And you can always just pre-order it and you'll get it. It's nothing that we have to stress out too much about because the product will get to you. And you know, you can support you can support the band in the meantime, and you know, musicians are you know hard, musicians are making art, and so it would be awesome if you could order it. Of course, you can go to the Unique Leader's website and you can pre-order the record. Again, it's coming out here at the end of July.
Yes, for full-time bands, these times are extremely. Extremely catastrophic, I'd like to say, because they are locked inside their houses and they cannot do anything. And we all should do as much as possible to support them and to give them to let them know that we are aware of them and the art. The contemporary art, the music, the all other types of art, they help people to survive in difficult times. And now it's the very type of this time. And we should be aware of the fact that this art has been done by something, but some people who devoted their soul to this. And this helps to leave us. And we should pay our respect to the bands, to people who cannot earn money with concerts now.
Absolutely, man. And you mentioned that, you know, you've been listening to more music than ever and purchasing some music and whatnot. Would you shout out a couple things that you've been listening to? Is what that comes to mind? Have you been digging?
Well, I'm listening to almost everything which goes in rock or metal now, because not so much releases are being published in the latest time. But I'm waiting for the new Ingested, of course.
Nice.
I'm rotating the latest Aborted EP.
Yeah.
The Black Dahlia Murder album is absolutely gorgeous, of course,
it's so
as
good.
Always.
Yeah. Right on,
well,
man.
Of course, our friends from Benighted have released an awesome album just now.
Yeah.
A few months ago, I guess. I'm listening it like a few times a day, I guess. And I'm waiting for the new Ingested again, for new Cytotoxin, for new Stillbirth.
Nice, dude. Sounds
Many
like
bands.
Yeah, sounds like you're getting pumped, man. What got you into brutal death metal? You know, there's had to have been a gateway. Like, I'm sure, you know, you weren't born with a Deeds of Flesh CD in your hand. how did you get into death metal? Like, what was the first album that kind of like showed you the doorway to this new underground, like heavy, brutal music?
Well, it was a long way down,
yeah.
So to say, so it started from classical music to pop music to rock music, then to some new metal and alternative, until I got to the depths of Suffer or Cannibal Corpse, like that.
Yeah.
First band I played was metalcore band, Russian metalcore band.
Yeah.
And only then I came to Catalepsy, like in 2008. And since then, I love death metal.
What was the first metal show that you ever went to live growing up? Did you guys have a big metal scene in Moscow or not so much?
Not so much at first because the metal stars were avoiding Russia for a long time.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons. But today they all come, of course, all the time. But at those times, metal shows were pretty rare. Maybe my first metal concert was Soulfly, I guess.
Nice.
Soulfly was a frequent guest in Russia. They came like 4, 5, or 6 times. That's why you could visit Soulfly show. Well, then it was Korn show, then it was Metallica show.
Nice.
And then we started to ride European tours with Catalepsy, and I've seen all the bands I love.
Yeah.
Everywhere in Europe at the festivals, and had even the honor to share the stage with some of metal legends.
That's
so
killer.
I'm absolutely satisfied now with the bands that I'd like to see. I've seen everyone, I guess.
That's awesome, man. That's killer.
Oh, yeah.
And you've made friends with a bunch of them, too, I'm assuming.
Oh, sure. The music we play, one of the best things that it brings to us is seeing the amazing amount of wonderful people. This is the best thing that you can get from death metal. Death metal is wonderful, sincere, beautiful people.
Yeah,
all over the world. This is so weird. You come to Dubai, you see wonderful people. Then you come to Portugal. Those people are absolutely different, but they are to the same extent wonderful.
And it's funny, though, because, like, they have such a rough exterior, you think, oh, they might be, like, some evil, crazy people, they're such sweethearts, right?
Yes. We are absolute sweethearts. I was also, at first, when I was going to Catalypse, I was a bit worried about the image of the band.
Yeah.
Perhaps like dark, doomed guys.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, if you don't know, yeah.
Yeah, perhaps drugs or alcohol or even worse.
Yeah.
But, well, believe me, we are all the same like me.
That's great. Family people with jobs and they just love the metal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, it's got to be kind of, obviously, it's kind of a sacrifice for you to be giving some of your time to music because, you know, you're a family guy, you have a day job, and you have a career. What keeps you motivated to, like, keep putting more of your time into this underground band, this death metal band that has a good following, but, you know, it is a sacrifice. What keeps you motivated, man?
Well, perhaps we can argue on what is a sacrifice. Perhaps my job is a sacrifice to Kudu Catalepsy, or I don't know, or Catalepsy is a sacrifice to my family. This is all these things are very important in life, and you can't even choose anything of them. Well, music and Catalepsy is a thing that is inside of everything, inside of every one of us in the band. We can get rid of any negative emotions that we get in our everyday life, or on the contrary, we can get the energy from our friends that are coming at our shows, which keeps us alive in the ordinary life.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I when we are on tour, you imagine that this is a very difficult thing when you are always on road, when you don't sleep, when you are always tired, and you are always nervous if people come today at your show, if they will buy something, if you'll sleep normally, if you'll drive, if your driving will be okay tomorrow. And it lasts for a few weeks, so it's you are nervous and tired. But when I come home, my wife always always surprises, because she says I look absolutely free, and I look very so as if I had a very nice vacation where I was. Well, I wasn't doing anything. So music
That's
and
cool.
Shows and art makes us reboot from everything in our ordinary life. And I'm pretty satisfied now with the balance that we all have.
That's cool.
From the between music, family, and job, because we've seen the full-time bands that are having like 20 shows a month, and this is cool for 1 month, this is cool for 2 months, but when you know that this is your whole life, every day a show.
Yeah.
If you don't have a show today, then you have no money today, then mm-hmm. you are spending money today and not earning money today. This is an endless run, so to say, and not everyone is ready for this. This is very difficult to be a full-time musician. That's what I understood during the years that we tour with Catalepsy.
It sounds like you've kind of found this kind of beautiful balance between all of it. And, you know, that's something I applaud. A lot of people, you know, spend their whole lives trying to figure out that balance. It seems like you kind of have that code cracked.
Well, for me, I think yes. I hope so today. Well, there is always a place of some dreaming.
Of course, yeah.
We always dream that if we were a full-time band, we would achieve this and that, or we would play here and there. We would go to the USA, of course. This is a dream of every musician.
Yeah.
But, well, we've seen different bands in different situations, and perhaps there is some point where you should evaluate what you have and keep it and be satisfied with it.
Fair enough, man. I like that. So you know, you are from Moscow, Russia, and that's where you're speaking from right now. And we all know. Okay, so here's a kind of an interesting setup to the question. So we all know the big four of American thrash, right? It's Slayer, it's Anthrax, it's Megadeth, and it's Metallica. If I sat you down and I said, "Hey, what's the big four of Russian metal?" Could you figure out big four of Russian metal?
So hard to say, because our underground scene is not very big,
mm-hmm.
and all the metal bands in Moscow and Russia are our big friends, and I'm very afraid if I start to name something,
okay.
I will forget someone.
No problem. Why don't you just name a few? You don't have to rank them. You know, why don't you just name some of your bands for us to check out, aside from Catalepsy. What are some good Russian and Moscow metal bands to check out?
Well, we got good friends from Moscow, but from Saratov. Mm-hmm. They are Fatal Decay.
Okay.
We got awesome friends from Belarus. You all know them. It's Extermination Dismemberment.
Oh yeah,
an awesome band, and they are our friends. They tour Europe pretty often, and we tour sometimes too. But we met, I guess, only once or two times in Europe. But I love their shows. I love to meet them. They're good guys. We're good friends, and yes, their shows are always absolutely crushing.
That's awesome. Right on, man. Well,
someone else. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I just have a couple more questions here for you, dude. And right now we're speaking with Anton from Catalepsy. So if you could pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it.
Can't remember anything.
No scars?
I got no scars.
No scars?
No scars.
Scar-free?
No tattoos.
Wow.
No piercings. Nothing. I'm clean.
He's clean. Basic. All right. Like he's right out of the womb.
We're like kids in catalepsy.
Yeah.
Only our bass player got tattoos.
So again, the album is coming out. It's called Terra Mortis Est, coming out July 31st on Unique Leader. Is there any words of encouragement or anything you would like to send out to people that are listening to this interview right now?
Thank you for listening. Thank you for keeping us alive. Thank you for your comments and for reaching out Catalepsy at every platform, and please support metal bands or any other bands. Support music. Support your local scene, the bands that you know, but you haven't heard from them for some time. These are uneasy times, and we should all keep together.
Absolutely, man. And I appreciate you taking the time to do the interview. Again, the album Terra Mortis Est, you can pre-order it now. It's on Unique Leader Records and coming out July 31st. If you ever come to Seattle, we'll make sure to show you all the best beers around here, okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.